I think one of the most overlooked plants is the native creosote.
I love them.
How often do you see subdivision come in? The first thing they do is blade scratch them. Everything. They might save a couple Palo Verde. You got to save the saguaros. But they'll plow out the mesquites. And if you go into a neighborhood that was built into the landscape instead of scratch, there's creosotes everywhere. And it's like this just, I mean, it just feels perfect.
It smells
it's supposed
so good.
To be
and
here.
It smells so good.
And you add just the slightest bit of water to them, and they don't look like this shraggy shrub. They come alive.
They do. They do. We're here with Janet Weibel. She's a registered landscape architect and certified arborist, here discussing with us the concepts of everything you need to think about when you're touching that part of your property that starts at the outside of your home's wall over to the edge of your property, the whole yard. And Janet, you were talking about thinking through the maintenance of the home, and you specifically mentioned a mesquite tree. And if I were going to start over or on a new lot, I mean, one of the very first things I would want is I love mesquite trees. Just get me a mesquite tree. Now, in challenging me on that commitment, what other species would you mention? What would you offer as a option to that?
Well, let me say, first of all, I love mesquite trees too.
Okay.
And when we start working with a client, we get to know their tolerance levels for things. And so I use the mesquite as an example. Now, if you're into making flour or you don't mind the pods, that's great. I love mesquite trees too. They just haven't come up with one that does not have the pods.
Right.
And for some people, pods are just kind of a limit line for them.
I will say I was in love with Texas ebony when I first met them. But I'm not so much in love with Texas ebony so much anymore.
Oh, why is that?
Well, because of the giant pods you can't do anything with.
Right.
Man,
right.
I mean, they're ginormous.
Well, then that's a decision you have to make when you're looking through plant materials and trees and trying to decide for your property is, what do they do? I have to accept their characteristics.
Right.
And you know, just so you go in knowing what they are and that you're able and willing to deal with it. Now, if you're doing a desert landscape, I think a mesquite is perfect, or any, you know, other landscapes too. Again, it's just a maintenance consideration. But if, I mean, ironwoods are a great tree. They have pods also. Most of our desert trees do.
And they're edible too.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So you got to weigh the benefits and the disadvantages, if you want to call them that. I don't usually think of trees with disadvantages because I love trees.
Amen.
And I pick up mulberry leaves from November till February this year. But having that shade of that tree is so worth it to me. So I don't mind that. And I just want people to realize that there's a place for a lot of these trees. Just know what they do and be able to anticipate the care they're going to need.
Having a breakfast table conversation with Janet Weibel of Weibel & Associates Landscape Architecture, talking about what to think about in getting your property to its maximum best. And we go back to that concept of sustainable landscaping, looking through the whole picture, the whole duration of whatever it is you're putting together.
Right.
I think what they've done with hardscape and how you can incorporate that has really changed what you can accomplish in landscaping in the last 20 or 30 years. I mean, hardscape has brought a whole new dimension into the arena.
Yes, there are many forms of materials out there, options for concrete. I mean, go plain concrete, textured concrete. You can put a coating over the concrete. You can stain the concrete. You can do exposed aggregate concrete, exposed aggregate with a color in it. I mean, that's just concrete.
That's just one element.
That's just concrete. And then you get into pavers.
We hardly pour outside concrete anymore in our remodeling project. I mean, it's virtually all gone to pavers.
Right. Pavers, there's such a selection of great residential scale pavers now that will work with any color scheme, contemporary homes, traditional homes, Sonoran desert quality homes. It's just, there's so many choices out there. And I think colors and textures are all these things we consider to create the look for the property.
You get that stacked retaining wall surrounding a nice mesquite tree that's well lit, watered, trimmed, and cared for. And it's a piece of art.
It is, yes. And it creates an outdoor room for you because the foliage becomes a ceiling. And in the summertime with lights in the trees, if you go that far, you've got a whole outdoor environment that you can enjoy in the summer and in the winter.
Now listen, if you'd like to talk to Janet, we're under the COVID-19 protocol. You need to call the 1-800 number, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888 Rosie for you. When it answers, when the automated answering system answers, you're taken through a little COVID-19 protocol. I won't call it a speech. You just push one. You can skip that. You'll be hooked up right to Jennifer. We've got calls lining up right now that would like to talk to Janet.
Text can also be sent to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. That's ROSIE on thehouse.com.